Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. Well, good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. And we are going to kick off our 7-day prophetic gathering right here in this virtual community. And with that being said, we're going to ask you to bring your heart and mind present right here, right now. We're going to ask you, if at all possible, please resist the 21st century spirit of multitasking. You want to come here right now, present to this moment. And with that being said, let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring our mind and our hearts focused right here, right now. And we sit in the sacred moment that God has created for us. And we sit in here fully awake, fully alert, fully present. Next healing deep breath in. On the exhale, I want you to turn your focus inward and tap into your rich inner life of the kingdom of God that is within you. And I want you to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit being activated right now. For the power of three, next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit activated, let's stir up and activate a heart of gratitude this morning. We're so thankful, so grateful for another day, for another opportunity to gather in this community with people from all over the world. We're thankful for technology and all that it enables us to do. And we thank you for this platform. We're so grateful and thankful for this platform called Early Morning Empowerment, where you can be empowered. We are committed to personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. Again, good morning, great morning. If you are just joining us, I am so happy to be here with you guys this morning. We're kicking off a 7-day early morning empowerment virtual gathering, and it is my absolute pleasure to be here. We started yesterday in our global community, laying down a foundation. So much has been poured out, so much has been released about what God truly wants for his people in this season. We cannot even put one theme on this year, although we will bring some things in succinctly so that you will understand where we are going. Based on where we were yesterday and at the end of this will all be together for you in a series where you can have this to go over again and again throughout this entire year. As you all know, we believe in the word of God, every prophetic word, every rhema word that is released into our lives. We do not throw away prophecy because we know that prophecy is partial and is personal and it is progressive. And one word will build upon the next word. So you never throw away a prophetic word. Here we are in a brand new year. This is the second day in this year, and I cannot tell you how excited I am about where we are going and all that God is releasing for his people. I want to lay down two passages of scripture for you that we will be continuing to build on this week. One is in Psalm 65:11. The one is other is Isaiah 43:18-19. And Psalm 65:11 says this: you crown the year with a bountiful harvest, even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. Oh, that is so good right there. Somebody just need to holler yes. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest, even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. In Isaiah 43:18-19 from the Amplified says, do not earnestly remember the former things,
neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And you will give heed to it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Listen, beloved, this is a powerful, powerful year that we are in. And I'm not saying that because we're in January. When I put the series together, please go back and listen to Sunday's message. I'm going to include that in this series because we laid down a lot. But from where we were yesterday, I released several words that you will be meditating on this entire year. And one of the words that we released was forward. And we're talking about forward focus and activating and anointing to be able to set your focus and your attention in a forward position. Because listen, yesterday is gone. You're going to be so skilled at releasing the past. And I said a lot about that on yesterday. You're going to become so skilled at releasing the past. The only time you're going to go and pull up anything from the past is when you need that for a testimony or a witness to empower someone else's life. Other than that, we're not looking backward, but we're moving forward. Right? We're moving forward with forward focus. You need to write those words down. Forward focus. You need to continue to look in front of you to where you are going. Now, one of the things I want to lay down for us right here in the beginning is that clarity is king. And I said on yesterday that this is a season where you're no longer going to struggle in confusion and not knowing who you are and what you're called to do, and what you should focus on, and what you should work on. You're going to become a master champion at looking in a forward direction and understanding that you have a goal, you have a purpose, you have a plan, and you're going to hit that target each and every time. So I want you to write down the word forward. And that's the word we're going to look at today. And I created an acronym for that that I'm going to be releasing so that we will understand that this is about your future, right? It's about order and organization. It's about getting results. It's about your work ethic and the action that you take. And it's about being relentless about your destiny. And so we're just going to look at that because we want to have forward focus. Now, the scripture that I laid down out of Psalm 65:11, that everything that we are looking at right now is telling you to put yourself in a forward motion because there's a lot going on. We are in a total shifting in this season, and the shift has already taken place. It's not getting ready to take place. It has already happened. It is happening all over this planet. There is a massive and major shift that has happened, and you have to be conscious enough to tap in to what's happening because there is new air to breathe, beloved. There is a new sound that is being released, and you have got to be tapped in enough to be able to discern what is being released for us in this season. So in these two scriptures, watch this. The writer in Isaiah says, it's time to forget the former things. Listen, you've got to release the struggle of where you've been and what you've come through, because if you do not learn how to lift up your eyes and look at the vision and a forward motion and a forward focus of where you're going, you're going to always be stuck in confusion and depression, anxiety, despair, fear. And it's time to release all of that because the shift has already happened. And there's already an anointing present to release you out of all of that. So both of these scriptures are saying, listen, we don't want you in the past. We don't want you remembering the struggle of where you've been. Those of you that have been journeying with me, you already understand how powerful it is and how important it is for you to not focus on negativity and not to buy into what's in your realm of appearance, because you have the power to change that and shift that, because the writer in the psalm says, as a man thinks, so is he. Whatever you are meditating on, giving your attention to, energy goes there. And when energy flows there, you're going to create it. So listen, the writer here in Isaiah says, we don't want to be looking back at the old stuff. You don't want to look back at what you've been through and what you've come through and how hard it was and how you struggled and who did you wrong and who did you dirty and what didn't happen and they didn't give you the promotion and they overlooked you. All of that, you need to let that rest and let it go, because now this is all about you fulfilling your divine destiny. This is all about you coming into divine alignment with what you have been called into. This is all about you now coming into what we know God has predestined for you from the foundation of the world. And we're so excited. We're so excited because we know that we are absolutely in forward motion. So we're not remembering the old things. Why? Because something new is happening. It's springing forth. But you have to have the power of perception. And remember, I tell you that perception is more real than reality. Because however you think about something, the way that you perceive a thing, that's going to be more real to you than reality. And so the writer in Isaiah is saying that you need to perceive this. You have to perceive this because it's springing forth even now. And we're so grateful and we're so happy that a new thing is being created for us. He said, not only do you have to perceive it and see it, but give heed to it. In other words, let this thing happen. Look at the promises that's for us set up right here, kicking off this year, is that he says, I'm going to make a way for you in the wilderness and create rivers in the desert. Now, these are metaphors saying that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what difficulty or what challenge you may be facing right now. The promise is this, is that even though it's hard, there is a remedy for it. So the writer of Psalm 65:11 says, listen, I'm going to crown this year. I'm going to anoint this year. I am touching this year with a bountiful harvest, not just with a harvest, but a bountiful harvest. Listen, even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. So this is where I want us to land today with this, that even though it may in the natural appear that something is hard, it's stagnant, it's stuck, it's dried up, it seems like nothing's moving, nothing's going, you have got to know that you are living under the promise that everything that you need is already in you. Everything is flowing out of your rich life of the kingdom. Jesus the Christ said in John 10:10, the thief only comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's his agenda. But never mind his agenda, because we've been focused on the enemy's agenda for too long. All of your attention has been on the enemy's agenda, and we need to cut that right now. And I just speak that word into your life, that we are cutting that right now with that agenda. We're no longer locked into the enemy's agenda, because Jesus the Christ says, I have an agenda. I came that you may live and enjoy life to the full, till it overflows in abundance, right? So Jesus said, listen, this is my purpose. My purpose is all about life. It's about abundance. It's about joy. It's about peace. It's about love. It's about building relationships that are fulfilling and mutually rewarding. That's my purpose. That is where we need to lock our focus and our attention in as we move forward in this year. Because trust me when I tell you, as we journey together this year, you're going to gain so much insight and so much revelation about your life and what's available for you and the awesome power that you have. Let's go back for a minute into the very beginning. In Genesis, when God created us, he gave us a dominion mandate. Listen, we quote the word, we quote the scriptures, and we say we believe them, but we're not getting the result from them. From the beginning, God says, I need you to have dominion over. We should not be under any circumstance. And we need to even take that out of our vocabulary. You need to stop saying under the circumstance. We're not under any circumstance. When you literally say that you are under a circumstance, that means that whatever it is that you're facing or challenging, not only are you surrounded by it, but you're subdued by it where it is standing on top of you. That's so good right there. You need to write that down. We need to just divorce that word from our vocabulary, under the circumstance. You don't want to be under any circumstance, meaning that something has surrounded you. It has taken a stand and it has taken a position. And not only is it surrounding you, but it's subduing you and it's standing on top of you. And we don't want to ever be in that position. Why? Because we're already seated in heavenly places, far above principalities, power, might, dominions, above everything. Listen, that has a name. We have already been given dominion over it. So today, I want you to posture up. And I want you to tap in to your rich inner life of the kingdom and tap into that authority that has been given to you and posture up and stand up in that authority and know that, listen, you are the creator of your reality. And the sooner you accept that and the sooner you give heed to that, you're going to become so much more powerful, beloved. You're going to be able to chart your course and be able to lay down your plans. And then God will kiss and breathe on that, right? So you are the creator of it. So if you're looking around in your world and you don't like what you see and you don't like what you're experiencing, God's saying, I've already given you a dominion mandate. I've already commanded you to have dominion over it. We are not supposed to be subdued. We are supposed to go forth and we are supposed to subdue. We're supposed to bring everything under the control of our influence. Why? Because you have the power to do it. You have been given a mandate to do it. And we want to make absolutely sure that in this season, we are tapped into our rich inner life, because everything you need is going to flow out of that. So number one, we have a dominion mandate. You have been commanded to take dominion and you have been commanded to have dominion over. You don't want to be under any circumstance. So today, your assignment is to look around in your environment. Look around in your circumstance, and if what you see is not pleasing, or if what you see you want to take it to another level, you are the creator of it. We are co-creators with God. We have the same creative power that God has when he opened up his mouth and said, let there be. You have that same creative power to begin to change your world. So I'm closing with the scripture from Psalm 65:11 that says, he's crowned this year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways will overflow with abundance. Beloved, you're going to have what you say. You're going to have exactly what you believe you deserve. And this is the season when you have to believe that you deserve more. This is the season where you must believe that you deserve to come into everything that you know that has been promised to you. Because see, beloved, I want you to write this down. Where attention goes, energy flows. Where attention goes, energy flows. And wherever energy flows, you're going to create a reality. And that is just the truth. That's how powerful you are. That is how powerful you have been created. That anything you focus on and meditate and put your attention on, you create and release a power and an energy that flows in that direction and starts creating whatever it is that you're giving your time, your energy, your focus, and your attention to. So it's not the devil. It's not Satan. And you have to remember that. Because see, as church folks, we claim the victim role, like we're a victim. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. And we're just a victim in between. No, you've been created with far more power than that. You have so much more power than that. So much more power than that. And you have to begin to tap into that power that you have been given us, because we are not victims and we're not going to be in a victimized position from this time forward. So again, the word now that I need you to focus on is forward. forward, forward. We're not in the past. We're not bringing anything from the past. It doesn't matter how horrible it was, how tragic it was. I said yesterday, even for those of us that have lost loved ones, you don't want to remember how they suffered or how tragic it was or how sudden it was, but you want to meditate on the joy that you had based on the life that they lived and the relationship you had, because we're leaving everything in the past. I want you to know this also. Listen, the struggle is over. You're going to see that you are not going to struggle this year. You're not going to go up and down. You're not going to go in and out as we journey together. You're going to see you're not going to struggle like you have in the past. So Psalm 65:11, Isaiah 43:18-19. Be meditating on that, because listen, this is the promise that even if it's been a hard pathway, it's going to overflow with abundance, because we're already in the shift. We're already in the shift, beloved. It's not getting ready to happen. It's already happened. And we want to keep our focus and our attention forward. Even the hard pathways will overflow with abundance. I don't know about you, but in this season, we have to make a conscious choice that we're going to live better. We're going to do better. We're going to have better. We're going to give better. We're going to impact better. We have to make a decision. We're going to do better. One of my coaches said this year, her mantra is, I want it all. And so we all have to get to a place where we make a decision. I want everything that has been promised. And this is my season. Listen, if it's going to be, it's up to me. If it's going to happen, it's up to me. If it's going to take place, it's up to me. We're not waiting for God. God is waiting for us. Why? Because he said, it is finished. I've already given you everything that you need that pertains to life and to godliness. I've already given it to you. So I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that this year is a phenomenal year. It's a masterful year. It's going to be a creative year. There's so many words that's attached to this year. The next word that we're looking at, I said yesterday, is shifting. And in this shifting, there's separation, there's elevation, reformation, and acceleration. And we're going to lay all of that down so that you have a clear understanding of everything that's going to be released for you in this absolutely phenomenal year of miracle manifestation. And that is what you're going to see. Miracles happening one after another, after another, after another. And you have to understand what we mean by miracle. The most basic definition of a miracle is this. It is a shift in perception. According to A Course in Miracles, anytime you could change the way you see a thing, feel about a thing, perceive a thing, or understand a thing, that's a miracle. And anytime you run into difficulty, always ask yourself this question: how can I see this differently? And every time you can shift into a new perception and see and understand things on a different level, that, beloved, in itself is the first level of creating a miracle. And you're going to begin to create miracle after miracle after miracle. So we're so grateful and so thankful for being here. I want you to spread the word. Put it on your Facebook page, Instagram. You know, I'm a post and you could just repost it. Let's get everybody we know in this empowerment community. Because trust me when I tell you, we're going somewhere and you're going to be absolutely blessed beyond measure as we continue to move forward in this virtual community. All right, so I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day and your week, and we will be right back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern Time in this virtual community. Bye now. Thank you for joining us today. Please go over to ElonaSanders.com, ElonaSanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.